Lakers handle business against the Denver Nuggets, 124-121, the final score. I know a game, and we've kind of dealt with this a lot in this restart for the Los Angeles Lakers. Every game is not the most important. It doesn't count to the standings, especially in the Lakers' case. But still nice to do a post-game show where we could actually talk about the Lakers getting a win. And I think there's actually a few different storylines that are going to come out of this game. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. I asked this question to Michael before the game. Should we make any adjustment to the starting lineup? Should there be any tweaks before we get to the postseason? And let's just look at what happened today. Kyle Kuzma inserted into the starting lineup, the 25.6 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals. And I'm not here to tell anybody that, hey, you got to demand this guy becomes part of the starting lineup. But I think it is interesting how big the Lakers were against Denver. And part of that reason is because Denver's big. Michael Porter Jr. is obviously a very talented player, and he adds this dynamic that the Denver Nuggets never had. So I like that the Lakers went big. This was simply just because KCP didn't play today. But Kuzma delivered. And that's, you know, that's what you're looking for from a player who's incredibly young, has never been into the obviously he's never been to the postseason before. And the fact that the coaching staff said, let's give Kuz a shot here at the final play of the game. Can he come through for us? And he did. I don't want to waste too much time. I do want to hear from head coach Frank Vogel, get his thoughts on the game, and really just where the Lakers are. One game left. I mean, just think about it. 4.5 months you were off. They've been in the Orlando bubble for 1 month. And a week from today, the NBA playoffs will start, and we'll see where the Lakers end up. They could play a week from today or a week from tomorrow. Here's head coach Frank Vogel on the Lakers' 124-121 win over the Denver Nuggets.
Hey, Frank, what made you want to go to Kuz in that situation? And it was a play that he said you guys had been working on in practice. So I want to know your thought process there before that game winner.
Well, Kuz is an option for us. You know, in scrimmages since the restart, he made several end-of-game big shots just like he did tonight. And, you know, it's important to have a third target out there. So, you know, we knew that, you know, some of our sets we may go to in that situation, we may not want to show in a game like this and hold for the playoffs. But Kuz is going to be an option in those situations. And, you know, he executed the play really well. Braun made a great pass to AD. AD made a great read. And obviously, if they overcommit to Kuz on the back screen, Braun's open at the rim. And, you know, Kuz has shown he can make that shot. He knocked down a big shot, won the game for us.
Frank, you were talking about how well Kuzma was playing even before the scrimmage games. We've seen that reflected in the seeding games now the last couple of weeks. How important do you think he can be for you as you enter the postseason after one more game?
Well, we're going to need all of our guys. But, you know, Kyle has that ability to, you know, really give length and athleticism and just a hard-playing approach on the defensive end. While being able to get hot offensively. You know, we can't rely on our two big guns to carry the whole load. It's a team game. And, you know, he's continuing to make the right reads and make the right plays. You know, I think there's been a big jump in that since the restart in his game from where he was at when we left off. So, you know, he can be huge for us.
Hey, Frank, it's Dave. Two questions. One, how much familiarity does your group have with that ATO that you ran late, and also does this give you any pause or consideration about keeping Kuz in the starting lineup moving forward?
I think it's unlikely that we keep him in a starting lineup. It's something I want to look at, you know, something we have available with depending on what matchup we're looking at. You know, you know, we're likely going to need two quick guards the way most of these teams that we could be facing. It's a small ball league, you know, so we're going to need speed, defensive speed on the perimeter. So, you know, KCP and Danny is likely the starting lineup. But, you know, again, you get in different matchups, you know, their three-man is 6'10", and Michael Porter Jr. So, I mean, if you get into a matchup against Denver or against another team that is big like this, that could be an option for us. So it's just another part of the trial and error and evaluation of looking at different things during these seeding games.
Allie?
Great. Vanya, what are some of the ways that you've seen Kuz's teammates trusting him more over the last few weeks?
Well, I mean, it just, you know, he's had more poise about his game. you know, of late. And, you know, obviously he's shooting the ball extremely well from the perimeter. So guys are looking for him on the 3-point line. And when he's making plays, you know, whether it's in pin downs or pick and rolls and two-man action, making solid reads, you know, they can call his number more often and show more trust.
Calgan?
How much of what Kuz has done in seeding games do you think is about maybe an improved ability from the regular season to make that same kind of impact maybe in off the bench? I mean, because he's had good games before this one. Do you think there's been sort of a level of acceptance that he's brought to that?
I definitely think there's a level of acceptance. You know, he understands where he fits in on this team, you know, and it's different than what it was last year with Anthony being a starting lineup and us starting big. But, you know, he's going to be effective whether he's coming off the bench or in the starting role. He's going to be a big minutes guy for us if he continues to play the way he's playing and bring that competitive spirit and the shot making. You know, and, you know, it's likely going to be, you know, a bench role, a six-man type of role where he's playing big minutes, but off the bench to help just balance out our 48 minutes. But, you know, he's going to be huge for us, you know, in any role that we end up using him.
Joe Barden?
Snapping three-game losing streaks is good.
Never
how do you feel about the Lakers after this one?
I feel good. No, I really am confident in this group. You know, our defense slipped the last two games because we've been focusing so much on gaining an offensive rhythm, working in new guys and whatnot. And, you know, but I feel very confident that we can tighten the screws on a defensive end very quickly. We got a lot of practice time between tonight's game and the first game of the playoffs with the one game on Thursday. There's going to be seven days or so. So we got a lot of time to get some good work in, and I'm very confident going into playoffs with this group.
Hey, Frank, what does making a shot like that do for a player's confidence?
Obviously, it's got to help it, you know. But you know, Kuz has done that a lot in practice. Like I said, you know, he's hit three or four game winners or late game situation types of shots. You know, in our scrimmages when we were leading up to these seeding games. And you know, I think each time you knock one down, you gain a little bit more confidence. And, you know, teams are going to have to honor him, you know, when he's in the game late, you know, and we got AD and Bron as targets out there. They got to know that, you know, he's going to be an option too.
Last two questions, Brian.
Thanks, Frank. It's at this time of year, teams are all, you know, talk about trying to get that level of precision and really dial in for the playoffs. And you guys have, I guess, fallen short at different times, done well at different times. When you break down tape, though, and look around at the rest of the league and how other teams are doing, do you feel like you're behind? Do you feel like you're kind of like everyone else, just given the context?
I feel like we're just fine. You know, obviously, you know, we had a big lead coming into this thing. You know, you like to play every game like it's game seven. You know, our guys haven't always done that, but you know, I feel like, you know, when the stakes are going to be higher, when the playoffs begin, you know, I love the team that we have. So I'm not really concerned about, you know, any numbers or, you know, any poor performance we've had in the last 2 weeks.
Last question, Dave.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, I just want to get back to that ATO. How often have you guys used it? And do you remember how it found its way into your playbook?
I can tell you who I stole it from if you want. But, you know, it basically, we've not used it I think we used it one time in a game. KCP had a shot, I believe, in Phoenix. And, you know, I got it from the Atlanta Hawks when I was a Pacers coach, something they used to run. Coach Budenholzer used to run for Kyle Korver and Paul Millsap.
All right, that's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. Couple things stand out from that interview. Coach talking about how he's very confident going into the playoffs with this group. If you have any thoughts on just how you feel about the Lakers right now, 877-710-ESPN, you can feel free to call us. You've heard me talk about attorney Brad Wallace and the Wallace Firm helping businesses affected by the COVID-19 government shutdowns. The Wallace Firm also represents homeowners impacted by the Woolsey fire, victims of car crashes, and families of people who've been wrongfully killed. If you have suffered a serious loss, the Wallace Firm are the serious lawyers to get you the W. No win, no fee. 844-844-WINS. or visit wallacewins.com. Lakers over the Nuggets, 124-121. I want to hit on some of the comments Coach mentioned there. We'll do that coming up next. Stay right here. This is a Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
4 seconds remaining. Ball's into Anthony Davis. Looks like Davis hands it to Kuz. Three for the win. He got it! Kyle Kuzma hit the three. There are 0.4 remaining in the game. And unless the Nuggets pull off a miracle, Kyle Kuzma's just beat him. 23 in the game for Kuz. And what a night for him.
That was tonight's smooth finish brought to you by Corona. The best way to celebrate sports is with a cool, refreshing Corona in hand. So grab a Corona today and enjoy your game day beach. Doesn't get any smoother than that. Game tied at 121. If you're Kyle Kuzma, you come through in a moment like that. Of course, you're going to get the smooth finish of the night. You know, one of the things I think when Coach talks about how his confidence going into the playoffs, you know, obviously with this group, well, of course, you know, that's what your head coach is going to say. He got a chance to battle with this team for 70 games so far, just one more regular season game left. Of course, that's how he feels. And I still got this thing in my mind where I just assume, and I think most Laker fans feel the same way, they're going to turn it on. It's going to be a different Lakers team once they get to the postseason. Let's use the fourth quarter as an example for the Lakers. So we're watching in that fourth quarter. All of a sudden, Michael Porter Jr., I mean, Ireland and MT are calling the broadcast, and John is saying, okay, well, what they're going to throw him in with 6 minutes left? Well, they're obviously going to throw him in the final 5 minutes. They decided not to put back Paul Millsap, Michael Porter Jr., Jokic, Jamal Murray, so pretty much all their main players, their starters, they decide not to put back. Lakers, on the other hand, Coach was, no, everybody was in. 38 minutes for LeBron James, 38 minutes for Anthony Davis, Kyle Kuzma, 33 minutes. But it's not like it was perfect basketball. I'm sure there's a lot of Laker fans out there. Actually, I was already reading some of my tweets that I was getting. I know there's a ton of Laker fans out there saying, well, why didn't we blow these guys out by 20? And I don't disagree with that. But just watching this Lakers team, you cannot help to just see that you can tell their mentality is, can we just get this regular season over and can we just start the postseason? Now, I say that, and this race for eighth, if it ends up being the Portland Trail Blazers, here's a team that obviously has been extremely hot. They're healthy. They got some star-studded players behind Damian Lillard. Maybe we're going to basically find out if they have the ability to turn it on, turn that switch on once we get to the postseason. But I feel like that's the mentality that the Lakers have. I want to run through some of the other individual performances real quick. AD, I mentioned, had 27 points, the 5 assists, 6 rebounds, 3 steals, 2 blocks. Great comeback game for Anthony Davis. You know, you want to see that from a player that's this talented. Pre-game show, I spent all this time with Michael saying, you know, why is there these ups and downs with Anthony Davis? And he pretty much assured me everything will all be fine with AD. So AD obviously did what he typically does. LeBron, 29-12 with 2 blocks, and I haven't even mentioned his name yet in the postgame show. There's LeBron James for you. But I want to talk about one player that came off the bench today for the Lakers, played 27 minutes. Dion Waiters had 12 points. He had 3 assists, 5 of 8 from the field. Again, he offers something that the Lakers just haven't had all season. We get a chance to listen to Dion Waiters. It's not every postgame show that we go to Dion, but let's get his thoughts on the Lakers' win, his personal performance, and his role on this Lakers team going into the playoffs.
At the end, I saw you at the top, right as it left his hands, your arms went up. I think just from an execution standpoint, that ATO and how it played out for you guys, your thoughts?
I mean, we've been running that play a lot, though. Just at the practice and stuff like that, we've been working on it a whole lot. And for it to come together like that, especially with, you know, a young group of guys out there like that. And it's, you know, you see what happened. Like, they didn't know what to do. It just was a great situation. And that was a big-time shot for Kuz. He brought us home.
From that standpoint, just kind of the insight that you can give us for a guy like Kuz. You guys are there every single day since the restart. I know Frank has been very high on how he has played on both ends of the floor. He feels good, especially defensively, wants to take that challenge. Just what you have noticed from Kuz and what stood out to you.
It's all about, you know, taking the challenge. You know, in a situation like that, you know, you make a name for yourself on both ends of the floor. You know, coach really can't say nothing. If you go out there and you're playing hard as possible, and you're making plays, and you're making all the right plays, and you're taking on that challenge, though, of guarding the best player, you know. So kind of like, you know, like myself, I feel like sometimes that can get you going, just guarding, you know, other guys and just mentally and physically challenge yourself for that matchup. And that's what he did. And you see how it worked. You know, when you do good for the game, you're true to the game, it always come back.
Obviously, you guys have a week, just over a week before playoffs get going, one final game of the seeding left to play. Where do you feel this group is confidence-wise, and how comfortable do you guys feel? What is there to still kind of get under your belt before the postseason?
You know, just take it one day at a time. We know what come with it. Just being a Laker is new to me, but, you know, we're not at the Staples Center, so it's kind of different. But, you know, we built for it. I feel like we got the team, you know, we got the team for it. We're going to face and we have different challenges, you know, throughout this playoff run. And we got to stay together. We got to stay together, you know, do good and bad. As long as we're sticking together, taking the game by game, and we'll figure it out. You know, we'll figure it out. And that's what coach trying to do also, you know, with different guys. So, you know, everybody just got to stay ready. You just never know. You're never
going to
get caught.
All right, that's Deion Waiters right there. It's interesting. We've heard that now from a couple of the players. LeBron in the last post game, I want to say, and then Deion Waiters. You forget how much of a difference and an effect that not having fans in the stands probably has on these players. You know, here we got all these TVs on background. You see some of these baseball games going on. It is such an unique adjustment for all the players. We could sit here, listen on the broadcast, watch on TV. Obviously no effect to us, but for the players, it sounds like it's certainly having its effect. But this is how it is with every player, every coach inside of the Orlando bubble. We still got a lot to get into on this post-game show. We'll get a chance a little bit later in the show to hear from Kyle Kuzma. We'll also get a chance to hear from LeBron James. So all that coming up next. Appreciate you guys tuning in. This is the Los Angeles Lakers post-game show on 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Lakers over the Denver Nuggets, 124-121, the final score. Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint, locally owned, manufactured, and operated. And with over 1,300 Vista Paint colors, your perfect paint expression is at Vista Paint right now. And don't forget, visit vistapaint.com for your discount color sampler. Lakers win the points in the paint battle, 56-54. It's interesting, as we look at the Lakers, we see what they got coming up, one more game remaining, but man, does everybody have their eyes on the NBA right now and the Western Conference. Who would have thought? This was a conversation that I was having with Michael a couple days ago, and I'll definitely have it, you know, some of the shows that I do. I don't know how, if you're the NBA, you don't keep this play-in tournament. I mean, we don't know who the Lakers are going to play. We have no idea who the Lakers are going to play. And you got all these teams that are in the 8th through 11th slot that everybody is paying attention to. I mean, talk about garnering so much interest with teams that really aren't expected to make that much noise. Now, maybe the Portland Trailblazers, you know, they might be one of those outliers when it comes to that conversation because of the talent that they have. But this win today, didn't mean anything to the Lakers in the standings. It is kind of an interesting loss for the Denver Nuggets. It puts them at 46-25. So 46-25, they're now just a game and a half in front of the Rockets, and Rockets still have three games left in this Orlando bubble. So that could be significant, because if the Rockets surpass the Denver Nuggets, it would be the Lakers and the Nuggets in the second round if both of those teams, you know, obviously took care of business in the first round. So still a lot to figure out. And I think for this Lakers team in a game like tonight, you know, you're not walking away from the game incredibly excited about this W against the Denver Nuggets, where they sat, you know, most of their guys in the fourth quarter. But I think it's also good just to get a win. Kuz, we talked about just the big game, the big performance he had in the starting role. I want to get a chance to play Kuzma. So Kuz got a chance to address the media and talk about just where the Lakers are, this situation for him, this start for him, and, of course, his game winner.
At any point in time when you see a guy like Bol Bol right in front of you, is there any doubt at what point did you know that that ball was going up from beyond the arc where you were at when you got it?
I think Jesus could be in front of me, and I'll probably still shoot. So, I mean, it don't really matter to me. Just got an open look. It's a play that we kind of ran and practiced a few times, you know, prior to the restart. And, you know, coach had faith in me and just called my number, and I, you know, paid off.
To be a part of that kind of ATO, when you're in the midst of it with a guy like LeBron, a guy like Anthony Davis, and then obviously the way you've been playing, and as you mentioned, the confidence that you have to take that shot, what is kind of the mindset, just understanding that it could go to any of you at any point in time during that play?
It just shows that my teammates and my coaches, they trust in me, the trust that they have in me. And, you know, every time we ran that play in practice, I've kind of hit the shot. So, you know, they kind of just went to me. So, obviously, you know, the play 9 out of 10 times going to LeBron, but, you know, call my number and, you know, it's all about trust.
I'm really curious when it comes to, you know, Mike asking you what you have felt during this time and what has stood out to you. I think many people would want to talk about your offense because of how consistent you've been, but you went the defensive route. What has been different for you on that end as you have produced, and how comfortable do you feel heading into the postseason now on the defensive end of the floor?
That's just me trying to be a big-time player. And big-time players play both sides of the ball. You know, just learning every single day from Brian and AD. You know, having AD as an example, as a player that does it on both ends, you know, that's kind of how I want my career to be. So it's all about just digging in deep and addressing my weaknesses and attacking them and just not being scared. So,
Frank said he wanted to get a look at you in the starting lineup. And, you know, as much as some of these things seem like they might depend on matchups, do you feel like that's a good role for you and that changes something about what you're able to do and affect?
I mean, I'm starting on most teams in this NBA, in this league, and you know everyone knows it, but it just so happens that I play behind the best two players in the NBA. So, you know, it doesn't really matter to me. I'm just trying to fill in my role, try to find a niche, try to win, because that's kind of all that matters. Because if we don't win, then it's bad news. So.
How have you seen your teammates' trust in you grow, especially during these last few weeks?
I think just over training camp, I came prepared. I came ready. I came in shape. Put a lot of work in during the quarantine on my shot and just, you know, my body and overall thing. So coming in, they saw just kind of a different type of pep in my step. And, you know, from there, I just kept it going. And you know, it feels good when your teammates trust you, and you know, it's definitely a little bit night and day from, you know, first part of the season to now. So.
Did you notice your mom?
Yeah, I noticed her. I tried to wave at her, but she didn't look at me.
Yeah.
Did you see her reaction to the shot?
Nah, I didn't. I wasn't even focused on that. I had the teammates running at me.
Kyle, this is the time of the year where you want to feel like you guys are getting better every day.
Yep.
In what ways are you guys getting better every day?
I think the biggest thing is just for us to continue to build habits, winning championship habits, especially, you know, we locked up first place. So There's a little bit of time where you can kind of just chill and relax. And for us, we don't really have that margin for error like most teams, just because we have new parts, kind of, you know, trying to fit new guys in. And, you know, I think that's just the biggest thing, just trying to just build that camaraderie with a new group per se. So.
And with that shot, I have to ask, obviously we see Kuz's secret stuff tattoo. What's in your secret stuff?
I can't tell you, because if I tell you, then
it's not a secret.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. It's not a secret.
During quarantine, you talked about how you worked on your shot.
Yeah.
You also changed with your social media presence, obviously being a lot more vocal and talking about social issues. Was that one of the things that came up during that time of break to be able to reset and figure out what you want to do with your platform?
Not really. I think that for me, I speak on a broad different things. You know, I can be funny, but I can be serious. I can talk about political things, fashion, whatever. That's just, you know, I got a lot of different interests. So for me, when I see something that's not right, I'm going to speak on it. And especially for me having a platform and millions of followers, it's important because, you know, my voice and kind of what I say kind of travels, and I understand that. So for me, it's all about, you know, just trying to do the right things. You know, being in my position, it's important to really let people know what's going on and apply it.
All right, that's Kyle Kuzma right there. By the way, I love hearing that. 9 out of 10 times, it's going to go to LeBron, but it's all about trust. And then you have to appreciate Kyle Kuzma saying big-time players play both sides of the ball. And he was using Anthony Davis as an example. This is a let him enjoy the moment. Once we get to the postseason, obviously those games are going to be completely different. But let him enjoy tonight. He should enjoy it because they drew up a play for him. Give Coach some credit as well for drawing up the play for Kuz, and Kuz coming through. Lakers win, beat the Nuggets 124-121. LeBron James coming up next. Stay right here. This is a Los Angeles Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's no need to waste time at the car wash anymore. Mobile Wash brings the car wash to you in minutes with everything necessary to bring your car to a full shine. It's the only app that offers on-demand car washing services wherever you are in SoCal. Download Mobile Wash now. Make sure you use the promo ESPNLA to save. LeBron James had 29 points, had 12 assists, 2 block shots. Of course, the leader for this Los Angeles Lakers team. I don't know how this happens, but this happens all the time in the postgame show. And it was happening during the regular season too, before, you know, we stopped play. LeBron would have 29-12, and I wouldn't even, you know, spend that much time talking about him because that's just the norm with LeBron James. We'll get a chance to listen to him here. He played 38 minutes for the Lakers, so him and Anthony Davis played a ton of minutes, much different than some of the Denver Nuggets starters. They were about 25, 26 minutes and didn't play in the fourth quarter. Here's LeBron James on the Lakers win, on Kuzma's performance, Kuzma's shot, and where the Lakers are going into the playoffs with just one game left before we get to the postseason.
Hey, LeBron, Kuz said that during the huddle before that final play, he called game to rookie Talen Horton-Tucker. Not sure if you heard that, but does that surprise you, knowing Kuz and his level of confidence?
No, I didn't hear it, but it doesn't surprise me at all. You know, we've been running a lot of ATOs in the game situations in practice, and you know, Kuz has been the recipient of a lot of those actions, and tonight it paid off. Big time shot. I think big confidence booster for Kuz, and you know, to know that we have another option to go down the stretch when we need to.
You said throughout the year that you've got confidence in Kuz and in what his role in on this team has evolved. What have you made of this play in the bubble, and how do you think that could change things, if at all, as you guys get into the postseason games?
I think the best thing about the time that we had off is Kuz got an opportunity to get healthy. You know, he was hampered with his foot injury, ankle injury throughout a lot of the season. So he was always playing catch up. It allowed himself to get healthy. And, you know, he put a lot of work. And, you know, his confidence is just, you know, soaring. You know, he's playing some good ball. But more importantly, defensively, he's just been locked in, you know, and just taking a challenge on any given night, no matter if it's his opponent or anyone is scoring, it doesn't matter. You know, he's taking a challenge, and that's a step in the right direction of his growth.
Hey, LeBron, it's Dave. Obviously, Kuz hit the big shot, but it started with you finding AD and AD handing it off to him. And obviously, Frank had to give you guys that play. What have you seen from Frank in terms of his playbook and the technical stuff that he's given you to work with and the stuff that maybe you'll be able to go even deeper into the playbook in the playoffs with?
Well, I mean, every game and every situation will have it'll be different. So we have to be able to be multidimensional with our offense, with our defense, to be able to make things on the fly, change things up if need be. So tonight calls for that. You know, it was a scrappy Denver team, and even though they didn't play a lot of their big guys, you know, down the stretch, that team still is well coached. Mike Malone is one of my favorite, coaches, one of my favorite guys in the NBA. But, to have that playbook, that arsenal, that array of plays that we know we can go to late in the game, it works well for our team, and that's why we practice it, that's why we talk about it, and that's why you go over it, so you can have it engulfed in your mind to when that situation arouses, and you're able to just fall back on the training that you had with it.
Allie?
Taylor? On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being playoff ready, where are you guys?
I don't know. I don't think we're at 10, and we shouldn't be at 10, because it's a different type of preparation that goes into a playoff game. You spend hours and hours on teams, because you know you're going to be locked in with them at least for four games. Throughout a regular season or throughout these eight games, you really just have maybe a day, maybe not even a full day, to just kind of lock in on the team, and then you start preparing for the next team. So me personally, as far as mentally, I'm not in playoff mode. Physically, I'm getting there. I feel like my legs are gotten better and better. My game has improved more and more. I'm getting more and more comfortable with the bubble. But as far as the mental side of it, I'm not there personally. I don't think our team is there personally, but we will be. It's a different type of mindset that you have to be in. But you don't want to jump into it before you actually get there, because it takes a lot of energy, a lot of effort.
How do you get there?
Once we know who we're playing, obviously we're going to wait on that and see what happens. Then you start to lock in on your opponent. But you build good habits along the way. We have the habits, so we are ready for the playoffs. If the playoffs started tomorrow, we'd be ready for it, But as far as the mental side, you have to, and you can't really lock in on your opponent until you know your opponent. So there's another level to playoff basketball. But, we've worked our habits throughout the whole season. And we prepared ourselves for the playoffs, and we'll be ready for it when it comes.
Tanisha?
Bill?
Bill Sleep.
All right, then we're going to jump back and take Tanya on this end. Tanya?
So Allie Clifton back there asked Kuz about, like, I think Bol Bol was near him. She asked him about shooting over him, and Kuz said, "I think Jesus could be in front of me and I'll still shoot." Is that the Kuz you know?
Do I have to answer that question? Kuz is a confident kid, confident young man, and I'm happy to have him on our side. You have that confidence, and he goes on and just plays. He's worked a lot, like I said. He's still young, and it's crazy. He's only in his third year, but he's gotten better. His game is starting to slow down. He's starting to see the game at a pace which works not only for himself, but works for our team. But, confident player, and you got to have confidence to be able to take a shot like that and make it.
He's always had that confidence. Is he starting to earn your confidence? Not just yours, but, his teammates' confidence, you think?
No. He's in order for us to win a championship, he has to be our third best player. And if I'm struggling or if AD's struggling, he has to be our second best player, any given night. I mean, it's just, we can't win a championship if Kuz doesn't play well.
Okay, we're going to try Bill again, please.
Hey, you got me this time?
Yep.
Okay, sorry about that. LeBron, you guys have been pretty steadfast over these last several games that the things that weren't going right would eventually start going right. The shots would be falling and all of that. Was it important to have a game like this where you did shoot it well from three, where a lot of guys got going, where you had several guys off the bench contributing in different ways? Was it important to have one of those before the playoffs get here?
I don't want to say it was important, but we're a team that believe in the law of averages. We shot the ball extremely well this whole season, and we know it's only a matter of time before we got it going. You know, one thing about us, we're going to trust the pass, trust body movement. And when you're sharing the ball, there's always good energy behind that. We didn't take a lot of forced shots tonight from the exterior. A lot of them came off dribble penetration or just kickouts from the post, to swing opportunities, early transition. Guys was just in a really good rhythm. So, but it was definitely great to see some of our shots from the exterior, you know, go in tonight and even down the stretch. DG hit some big, hit two big threes down the stretch. Obviously, Kuz was big, you know, and then I try to, you know, fill in and get a good feel for my shot as well. So it was definitely a good night for us on the perimeter.
All right, that's LeBron James right there. You know, it's one of the things that I'm curious about when I hear from LeBron or you hear from, you know, the coaches. When Kuzma does come up in a conversation, we kind of make our own judgment from a fan perspective. But he said in order for us to win a championship, he has to be our third best player. And if LeBron also added, if he doesn't have it going or AD doesn't have it going, he's got to be our second best player. So, you know, LeBron James isn't mixing words of how important Kuzma's got to be for the Lakers in the postseason. And listen, I think Kuz knows that. I think everybody understands he's by far got the most potential on this team to deliver. His ceiling is so high. He's just never been in the postseason before. So we just don't really have too much of an idea what to expect yet. But of course, the talent is there. Other thing I'll say for the Lakers, defense has been awful. So we'll take the win, but defense has been really bad for the Lakers. This is going to be something that they have one game, and you can't really say that it's going to happen in this next game against the Sacramento Kings, but they have a very short window to try and clean that up. And you heard Coach Vogel talk about that they were now focused so much on their offense because they've been struggling on offense that kind of took away their attention on the defense. So in this next short window here, by the time the postseason starts, I'm sure that's going to be an incredible emphasis for the Lakers. Okay, let me plug in a couple things here. So this is what we got coming up. Tomorrow, starting at 6 a.m. in the morning, the morning show will take over. So all the local talk that we have will continue with. I have Lakers talk tomorrow night from 6:30 to 9. So if you guys want to hear, continue to hear that Los Angeles Lakers conversation, I'll do that tomorrow from 6:30 to 9. And then just a reminder, the last Lakers game is coming up this Thursday, 9 a.m. coverage, 10:30 will be tip-off. We appreciate you tuning in. This is the Los Angeles Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.